This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Gamble responsibly. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Bonjour, Jimmy boy, ça va?
Why are you speaking really bad French, Fat?
Because I've got another funny story from the land of Lecoq.
Oh, no.
Lecoq, Jim. C-O-Q, that's cock to me.
I might need another holiday after this. Also, we've got to speak to netball royalty in the form of Sherelle McMahon. And I ask when you have been an idiot.
Every day, Jimmy boy. But up next, we speak to Gold Coast superstar, Matt Rau.
JB and Billy are back soon. It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR. I feel good.
Triple M. Just waltzing through about three Crows defenders. Gives it to Rau. This man's not going to miss. He's got his second.
Greenwood did really well to Rau. How good is this man? He's left foot from 55. I'll tell you what, this will bring the house down.
Hey! Quickly wasn't quick enough. Here he is, man of the moment, Matty Rau.
Bill, number one overall, had a couple of injury issues, but the male we get down here is fit and well.
Looking good. That's what I'm hearing. No shoulder injuries, no knee injuries. He's looking good. Is that right, Matt Rau?
Yeah, I'm feeling all right, boys. Feeling all right.
Well, it's good. You're due a bloody a little touch of luck.
Exactly.
You flew out of the blocks and then a couple of injuries kept you down a touch.
Played every game last year and certainly getting back into some form. What's the preseason been like?
It's been good. It's been a hard one, but good. Most of the group's pretty fit and been good to play a few games against some opposition the past few weeks and feel like we're ready to get in the real stuff now. Well, it's been good.
Dermot Brereton, who we've all done a lot of work with, always used to say, do not pay one bit of attention to the preseason games. They are completely irrelevant. Fans of the Gold Coast Suns will hope that's true, Rowler.
We probably didn't have our greatest outing on the weekend against GWS. But still a few things we'll take out of it, a few positives, but it was just good to have a hit out against a stronger position.
So 2020, Jim, 5 wins for the Suns. 21, 7 wins. 22, 10 wins.
Oh, yeah.
Building. So 23, we must be aiming for finals, Rowler.
Yeah, that's the plan. We are aiming for finals. We want to be there, be the first Suns group to do it.
Yep.
So, yeah, gave us a lot of confidence last year, getting 10 wins and starting to mix it against some of the better teams. So, got a lot of confidence going into this year and hopefully we can get those amount of wins to make finals.
Benny King, where's he at?
Yeah, no, he played the first half on the weekend and, did a few nice things. I passed one off to him and he kicked a goal, so that was good. Got him involved early.
Good.
But no, he's looking good and should be ready for round one. So it's going to be great to have him back this year for sure.
Well, Marbio, 44 goals last year.
Phones.
Yes, two phones. How many phones has he got, do you know, Marbio?
Marbio, 3 or 4.
Yeah, he's busy.
Rowler.
He's busy, Rowler.
We did a couple of your games last year at Marvel. And he didn't get that involved, Marbio. And I had the view, Rowler, that he got annoyed with the officials from the AFL because they wouldn't let him wear his iWatch because the phones get no reception under the roof.
Yes.
So he thought, I'll wear a watch, I'll be able to get all of my texts and work out what the night looks like. And because they wouldn't let him wear his watch, he just looked a bit disoriented.
What do you mean wearing his watch?
He's got to get the information as to what's going on once the game's
once
finished.
Once the game's over.
Whether there's any live ones around.
He's active.
I'll let Marv speak about that. I don't think that's my
place. Now, Matty, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Bill has had a fixation with the size of your shorts since your debut.
What, are they too small?
No, too big.
Too big, you reckon?
Oh, too big, I reckon, Matty.
everybody else says they're too small and they can see too much.
Oh,
not only that, but Bill was also of the opinion they were tucked in a bit too high as well.
And tuck your jumper in. That's right.
No, the tuck in's gonna. The tuck in will stay. I always say the tuck in.
Good.
I love kids, it, mate. It's your own signature.
And kids do that, well, don't they? They follow
him. Now, Ralla, you bought young blokes like yourself, Noah Anderson, Took Millers, of course, from here as well. All go up there to the Gold Coast. Tell us what life's like for you away from the footy club. What are you doing? We all see it as a holiday destination. The sun shines all the time. The beaches are great and everything. But when you're living there permanently, how are you finding it? What do you do?
Hey, boys. Sorry, we've got our review in about 30 seconds. I'm actually just going to have to...
Take the phone in there and hand it around.
He's not happy.
We'll hear from Stewie Jew.
That's a shit question you asked him. I knew it was a terrible question.
I'm actually sorry. I'm going to have to quickly jump off and get in there.
Righto, Rowler.
All right then, Rowler.
Sorry, boys.
Well, good luck for the first game against the Swans and for a big season for the Gold Coast Suns.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, boys. Sorry about that.
All right. Pull him shorter.
Matt Rowell from
not
the Gold Coast.
No, I know. He just had to duck into a bloody review.
That didn't happen with Daisy. He asked good questions. He asked very good questions.
So do you reckon that the fact that they had meetings is my fault?
No, he had to cut it short. He wasn't happy with your question.
Well, I was going to move on a little bit further with the question.
Because it was a boring question.
No, because sun shines up there, Bill.
No, that's what you're... I know where you're trying to get to.
Pasty.
Pasty.
But Bill...
no girlfriend.
You need some comprehensive skin, a plan, wouldn't he, Rowler?
It does a lot of... sun cream, Jim.
In fact,
and Tuxedy's
I would have almost to the point. If you're going to have a whole career up there, he might have to go down the Michael Tuck path.
Oh, long sleeves. Wow.
Well, Bill, it's important, isn't it?
I don't know if he liked that interview, to be honest.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And you went for low-hanging sort of fruit.
Fruit.
So what are you doing today?
I'm double downing. Jim.
Oh, no.
Double downing.
Last night, Bill, I told you I mowed the lawn yesterday.
You did. Yes. You were happy with yourself.
I was happy.
Except your whippersnipper didn't
Whippersnipper's
work.
Got no bloody cord on. But anyway, I get home last night.
Easy, Jim.
Having mowed the lawn, I saw there's a brown patch. Just to the left, if you look out the window, she's a bit brown.
Ooh.
So I thought I need to run a sprinkler over that for about 40 minutes, Bill. Just to give it a bit
curator.
Of a livener.
Yes. I'm going to send you over to India.
What happened? Left it on all night.
The sprinkler.
Forgot about it.
The sprinkler.
Bill.
How?
I forgot I had put the sprinkler on.
Don't you look out at some stage there?
Well, it got dark on me, obviously.
Oh, and so Bill, all night.
12 hours of a sprinkler on.
Oh, tick, tick, tick.
Should be watered.
Yeah. So,
no more brown.
133353. Ring us now when you've had to say to yourself,
you're a f***ing idiot.
Oh, Bill, I had to look myself in the mirror and brand myself an idiot.
What did he just say?
You're a f***ing idiot. Oh, we had to get rid of that in the middle. Yes. You?
Well, that happened the other night, Thursday night, where I was just backing out where I live, Jim, in the beautiful Mazda there, BT50. And you wouldn't believe it, I heard some commotion. I just kept going, and then I hear bang.
You backed into someone.
Mm.
Well, how'd you do that?
Well, I honestly didn't see him.
You got a camera.
I know. For some reason, I wasn't looking at that camera. I was looking behind, and it was a sports car, and it was... so low, I didn't see the sports car.
And you hit the car.
Guess what it was? Jim?
What?
Aston Martin.
An Aston Martin.
Aston Martin, Jim. So I've said to myself,
he's run into an Aston Martin.
Aston Martin. And I said to myself, Bill, you're a dick.
A dick.
You're a f***. Yeah, that's what I said.
Might just flick a few of these around a little here. Well, let's go with Mick first here, Rabbits Bartholomew from Black Rock. Hello, Mick.
How you going? How you doing, boys?
When did you have to say to yourself, I am an idiot?
I started my car up one night just to charge up the battery so my fridge wouldn't turn off. And I went to bed.
Oh, no.
And I've got up in the morning to go to work and the car was still running.
Oh!
You're a idiot.
All night.
All night.
Too funny.
The car ran. You didn't hear it?
No. It was just ticking along, and I turned it on for about an hour just to charge up the battery. So, I kept my beers in the fridge in the back of my car, and I forgot about it. And, 6 o'clock in the morning, I walk out, going, "Oh shit!"
That's too funny, Mick. Yeah. Stay there. Yeah. I like that. Mark in Listerfield, Bill.
Hello, Marco.
Hey, boys, how are you?
What have you done?
Well, a couple of times I've left the hose in the pool a bit long and realised it, but one time I'd just been in the garden. I'd mulched all the garden bed. I lived in Tacoma up in the hills and near a creek. Anyway, I left the put the hose on and I did what Champion did before with the car, but left it on all night. So not only did it flow out of the pool, it ran across the lawn, washed $150 worth of mulch into the creek, and because it was chlorine, it killed half the bloody plants. And I won't. And I'll tell you what my wife said was what you're going to say, JB.
Yeah, she
said,
"No, that's it."
Yep, she came me.
There are sometimes, Marco, where you just can't argue.
No,
you've just got to cop that.
Put your hand up.
You do.
But I've done that. The hose in the pool. But you wake up for some reason about 3 a.m. and you jump out of bed, fly down there.
Chris Phillip Island. Hello, Chris.
There you go, mate. Yeah.
Hey, what Chrissy.
Well, you're talking about leaving a tap on, the 2,000 litre water tank, and put it on, 3 gross lizzy tomato plants, and it'll lend a good water. And next morning, forgot about it, and the tank was empty.
Emptied your tank.
They were the best tomatoes I've ever had.
2,000 litres.
Oh, no.
2,000 litre tank drained overnight,
Chris.
Yep.
And what did you, actually, I'm not going to ask you because you'll say it on air.
What? What did I say?
We'll leave you there, Chris. If you stay with us, I like Benny's in Churchill. Hello, Ben.
How you going there, Jing? Rabs? Bill?
Hello, Ben. How are you, Benny?
Yeah, not bad, Bill. Yourself?
Yeah, good, mate. What did you do?
Hooked up the trailer up without putting the hitch bit down.
Yeah.
And then decided to go down the driveway, which is on a bit of a slope, and it decided to jump off and slam a hole in my bumper bar.
Oh, no. What kind of car?
Yeah. VTSS.
VTSS. A Commodore.
Greg Chappell tells an amazing story against himself. He used to be a rep for Coke.
Yes.
So he used to have to drive the car around with the Coke trailer on behind and they'd stop at things and hand out. This is back
icy cold cans of Coke.
Yeah. And he was coming up Anzac Highway to Adelaide, obviously, when he was living back there.
Yeah.
And there's a big sweeping turn into North Road.
Yep.
And he said, as he made the big sweeping turn, the Coke caravan was overtaking his car.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So you are a Solomonel.
Another guy there, Bill.
A sommelier. That's nearly it. A wine connoisseur.
And it's been a massive day for one of our greatest ever netballers, JB.
Sherelle McMahon has a statue of herself at John Cain Arena unveiled today.
Yep.
And I can't think of anyone who deserves it more. Sherelle, congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much, JB. And just to clarify, someone else did the statue. Someone else organised it. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But, yes, it's been a pretty epic day, really.
How did it all come about, Sherelle? And congratulations, by the way.
Thanks, Bill. It came about because it's really through Netball Victoria and Rosie King, who is a name some people might recognise from AFL circles, when she was in that role, recognised the fact that there was a pretty steep gender imbalance with representation of females in statues. And so she wanted to kind of try and correct that a little bit or at least be a part of that. And so has really lobbied around this sort of space with the government and got some great funding and two statues of two netballers, and I'm the first. So I'll be standing out, or actually, standing out and having a shot at the front of John Cain Arena for a few years to come.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. And there should be a lot more, so it's a step in the right direction. Of course, there's a few. Betty Cuthbert, the legend, Shirley Strickland. So we have got a few, but not enough.
Yes, that's right. A few. I'm actually, and this is what you learn more and more about when you had official functions like this, but I'm the fifth female sports person. So, I absolutely agree with your sentiment that we can do more, and surely we can celebrate our female athletes a little bit more.
Do you like it? And I ask you this because there's a few around Australia.
Right.
One of Darren Lehman in Adelaide and one of David Boone in Tassie.
Cam Smith, I'm not sure if he
don't look one thing like either of them ever looked when they played cricket.
Does it look like you, Sherelle?
Well, I think it does, although to be completely honest, it's the first time I've seen it this morning when it got unveiled. So I kind of felt a bit weird looking at it too closely. I didn't want to be up and close inspecting it. But, yes, is the general consensus is that, yes, it does look like me. It's me shooting a goal, and that's what people Yeah, of course. Well, and I'm sure it went through. But, yeah, it's that's what people remember, so that's what we went for.
The first ever statue of someone from Bemorne, or wherever you're from.
That actually, you nailed that, and it's not an easy name to say, but you're right. I do believe that it's the first statue of someone from Bemorne, although someone might fact check me on that.
I reckon it would be. Bemorne Extension, actually, it's called, I reckon, and it's a tiny little shit joint, isn't it, up there on the Murray.
Hey, that's not how I would describe it. It's a dairy farming community is how I like to describe it. And my mum and dad, John and Ollie, still live in Bemorne. And
wow.
I love going home, and I still call it home because I love it. It's just a nice place to relax.
Hey, Shaz, a little bird has told us you're heading to your young blokes cricket grand final?
Yeah. So way to just come back down to earth. We've got the under-12s grand final out at Eltham North. young Xavier's just started his cricketing career, so very excited to have got through to the grand final. So, yeah, we'll be heading out there. And
what does he do? Does he bat, bowl? What's his specialty?
Well, at this age, he does a bit of everything. He's got this technique at the moment where his run-up, he's decided to start spinning, but his run-up's directly behind the umpire. Ooh. And then he, like, darts out right at the last second to throw it down. So, anyway, we'll continue to work on that because I don't know if it's the best way to go about it. So maybe batting, maybe Streeper's batting.
Well, good luck with that. Now, just a bit of resume before we go with Sherelle. Well, tell us about
2-time world champion, 2 Commonwealth Games gold, number 1 a player in domestic netball, in netball total. But also, did you have the band back there together? Simone, Natasha Chocolate.
Chocolate.
That was her name. Who else did we have there today?
Bianca Chatfield.
Bianca.
Yeah, Eloise South. A few. Unfortunately, Simone couldn't come along because she had other engagements, but that's okay. But we did get the band back together, as we like to do in regular occasions if we can.
Yes.
We're all busy now, but we always still have a lot of fun.
They were great, those girls back then. Was that the Vixens?
We're still great, Bill. We're still great.
Well, we're all a touch older. Was it Phoenix days or Vixens days? Gee, the No Undy Monday, they were mad, these girls. They were the best on ground and best off the ground.
We knew how to have fun. We did have some great experience on the court together, but, The things that we talk about most, of course, are what we did off the court. And those girls are mainly from Phoenix days, but obviously I played with the Vixens too.
Exactly.
So
just
as special.
Well done.
Sherelle, an incredible body of work recognised as it should be at John Cain Arena. Congratulations. Good luck with the Young Blokes big final and everything that's coming up.
Thanks, JB and Billy. Appreciate it.
See you, Sherelle.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I tell you what we all do when we're on holidays. We drink too much. When we're on holidays.
Have you had some problems? Yeah. So, when Fat, and we're sitting over here in Perth, he's Jim. Even stupider when we're in Perth.
Yes.
When he's building craft,
yes, Jim.
It's like he's about to do a fart. You know blokes' faces when they're about to do a fart, they get this stupid sort of look on it where you look at it and go, he's about to drop his guts.
Yeah. The vein and the neck.
That's it. Yep. With Fat, it's look at him. Not constipation. So what happens when he builds some craft, he's got this stupid look on his face going, well, get to me, Jim, because you'll enjoy this.
Throw to me.
All right, come on.
Well, as you know, Jim, we have had incredible access to all sorts of events in France.
Yes.
I call it the French Connection.
It's very, very good. Yeah, I like it.
Like the time when we heard about the pilots in the cockpit.
Sacré bleu! Oui, oui! Merde! Bâtard! Oh, sa mère!
So you've got to set up the fact that the pilots punched on.
Yeah, I was going to do that. That's a back announce. The pilots weren't happy with each other. They punched on over the Mediterranean Sea, Jim.
They did.
They just weren't happy.
And we just happened to have a microphone on the spot.
Spot on. Right. Well, you wouldn't believe. We also had a microphone in the hospital when a World War II bomb was extracted in the French hospital. Have a listen.
Sacre bleu.
Where was it extracted from?
His bum.
Oh, well, you could have set that up as well. All right, so they're the two we've had exclusive audio of.
Well, you wouldn't believe what's happened, Jim.
No.
Exclusive audio again.
No.
Yes? This one happened. My man Jean-Paul over there, Johnny Paulie, I call him, has done it again. He went to the cinema the other night.
Yes.
And, of course, a fight broke out after the screening of Creed 3.
Yes.
Big fight broke out with the Frenchies.
In
the cinema, Jim. They weren't happy because they weren't happy with the fighting that was going on in Creed 3.
Right.
Have a listen.
Oh, no.
What about Hose?
What are we doing?
Jim. Listen to Hose. Adrian.
What is that?
I actually hadn't heard that before, Jim.
So now?
I probably wouldn't have gone with it, to be honest. So you wouldn't believe it. The cockpit, the pilot, the hospital, and now in the cinema for Creed 3.
And you've got this incredible access.
Jean-Paul.
That no one else has.
He just sends it through. He says, I got something for you, Will. I send it now. It's on the way.
Oh, we've got to stop him talking. Yeah. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. But I wouldn't be holding my breath if I were you.
He's actually holding his breath.
He's going as red as the backdrop.
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Fat, the footy season's only 4 days away.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. Calm the Catters again, back to back, I reckon. But also, I'll be in line for a special comments gig this year, I reckon.
Well, soon we're going to play some of your worst moments from the Saints-Bombers practice match, and I can assure you, you won't be on specials with us this year.
Actually, I don't care. More time for cashies. I mean, no. I'd love to do a bit of special comments. We'll also chat to Essendon star Dyson Heppel.
Mm-hmm.
He's given away the captaincy.
Yes.
And I'll tell you a very good joke about mice and ducks.
We also get an idiot song out of you, and next, I can see Ben. And I can see Harry.
Ben and Harry who?
Mackay.
No, you seen double.
It is. We will chat to the Mackay brothers next, and you'll finally have to admit they are in fact two different people.
No.
JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Right now, we are joined by Ben and Harry Mackay, who have a brand new podcast called The Ben and Harry Podcast, available now on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just speak.
Shut up.
What's the big deal?
I haven't finished speaking because you cut me off.
Go on then.
So let me finish speaking and then have your opinion. That's what you're meant to do.
Welcome to the Ben and Harry Podcast. The Ben and Harry Podcast launches March 8 on Listener or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
I want an official acknowledgement now.
Right.
With the two boys in studio with us.
Yes.
That your ridiculous theory that they were the same bloke.
Well.
Is now defunct.
For 8 years, it was okay because no one has seen them in a room together or they've never played
their
together.
Their mum, who joined us last year on the show, said, of course I've seen them in the same room.
So this one's Harry.
Oh, yeah, no. You're pointing to your left, Bill. We're on radio, I think.
This one's Ben.
Right. Thank you, Bill. I know they are.
We've been talking for 10 minutes. I've got different arrows pointing at the machine here.
I want you to say that I now acknowledge that there are two Mackay brothers.
Yes. Unless there's a Photoshop or something. I do believe it now because we even had your mum on last year, Trace, who was sensational. We loved her. But she was towards the end, and even I think your other brother, Charlie, was thinking maybe there is only one. Is that right?
Charlie was starting to question a few things after all the media reports, which was disappointing. But, yeah, I think everyone believes it now, Bill.
Well the thing was you'd never actually got to play against each other.
In 7 years.
Yeah.
Like in the VFL we did.
Right.
Look that up.
twice in the twos, but not at AFL level. No,
wasn't so, twice, but
it was.
Oh, look,
yeah, you know it was.
This is what happens in the podcast.
Basically, Bill.
A lot of work's gone into the name too, Ben and Harry podcast.
Yeah,
but that is wasn't one game you're going to play, and someone pulled out late and things like that. It was.
It's been three of those. Yeah, I think it started 2020 up in the hub where Harry was injured. I don't know what he had. And then 2021, you had a foot injury, didn't you, or something? And then
broken foot, I think.
Hope it's broken. And then last year, I got suspended for the first time ever in any sport anything. So a bit of bad luck. But
there'd been, crazy. Benny, there'd been some banter because you were about to line up on your brother. Well, the North were about to play Carlton a couple of times. And I think I remember you either tweeting or Instagramming I get the opposition's best forward, so I'm probably going to get Levi Casbolt. So there was a few little barbs thrown around.
Yes. I was thinking about how it all started. And I think it started back when I debuted in 2017. I got knocked out that day, unfortunately. And then Harry jumped on Twitter and said, he posted a photo of me getting stretchered off saying, how'd you go singing the song or something? Well, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah, it's all right. It's good.
And then because we won that game and Harry played a couple of games and hadn't won one, I tweeted back saying, well, at least I've won a game or something. And that's how it sort of started. And ever since then, we've been back and forth and waiting for the day we line up. But yeah.
What about growing up? You would have been good on the Fang, I reckon, at dinner table.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So I reckon poor old Charlie wouldn't be that big because there'd be no food left for him, would it?
Once we moved out of home, he started to shoot up dramatically.
So. Imagine that at dinner table. What? Jeez.
Who benches more? Who's stronger at a
I don't actually bench much, JB, actually. Mm. Yeah.
Why?
More do dumbbell stuff, yeah.
Oh,
what do you do then?
A bit more than you, obviously, because you don't do it.
Obviously, yeah.
I'll tell you who kicked more goals. Righto, boys. Harry's played 86 games and kicked 174 goals. We know he's a star there.
Big clunker.
Ben's played 52 games and kicked one.
Well, he's a full back.
I know. To run us through that goal, Benny boy.
It was late last year against Adelaide, I think, down in Hobart.
Right.
Nobs thought it was a good idea to play forward that week.
Yeah.
I think I took a few marks in the first quarter. I should have had four. I should have, though.
There he goes.
And yeah, I think it was only 20 in front, Bill. Yeah. So
well done.
Not a difficult one, but
yeah,
these forwards make goal kicking harder than what I think it needs to be. So
no, it's not. It is difficult. A lot easier now being a forward because you chop the arms and four umpires, they give you a little pull on the jumper, you get free kicks.
Oh, it's so easy being a forward.
Not sure, Bill. It's a tough caper.
Mate, do you ever watch back in the day?
Yeah, but at least it was one-on-one all day. Now it's one-on-four is nearly a good result as a forward.
Oh, listen.
Give me a listen.
They're not listening to your crap.
Have a listen.
They're not listening to anything you're saying.
So in the Bible here, the season guide, you're 202 centimetres, Ben. Harry, you're 200.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm 204. In there, I should be.
No, and you're 104 kilos and you're 106.
I think you got that wrong.
Yeah, you will have. You 100% will have. No. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, no, I was right. So, boys, here, you wear a watch and you don't wear one, Harry. Why?
I'm not wearing one right at this second. Yeah.
But you normally do?
Occasionally, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
No girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yeah, of almost 8 years, Bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you haven't had one for?
No.
It's interesting.
Well, look at him, Bill. He's not the...
Well, he looks like you. I wouldn't say too much.
Identical twins, aren't we?
Good on you,
good
boys.
Good to see you, boys. Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy. If you're a man of any level of integrity, you will say, I acknowledge there is no car park under the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
I'm not a man of any integrity.
Footy is officially back next Thursday night.
Oh, it's astounding. And, of course, Triple M calling a couple of the warm-up games.
Yes.
Just to blow the cobwebs out. Rabbits, get the thing back on track. Get as much as anything, get the tech out there so we can make sure that everything's going to work when we hit that round one Richmond-Carlton game at the Triple MCG Thursday week.
Yes.
So I'm hearing about this. And, of course, you and our boss who runs Triple M Footy does a magnificent job of that. And we're putting talent together and who are we going to put with who to call these games on the special nights and days?
Yep.
And then it came to my attention that we did the Essendon St Kilda game from Moorabbin, RSEA Park.
Yep.
And decided to put Bill in the special comments chair. Now, he had been given the arse from special comments forever.
Yep.
He had. Like about 2 years ago, enough was enough.
Yep.
We can't have that quality of broadcasting going out on our station again.
Yep.
So it interested me that Bill somehow ended up back in the box. And I thought, well, this won't go well. And it didn't. It started before the match even began.
Anthony Caminiti, who you touched on, Daisy, as well, in the number 47, will start at full forward for the Saints.
Hello, Ethan. Yeah. Have we spoken to you?
No, we haven't yet. Oh, hello, Bill.
G'day. How are you, Ethan? You're on
have
the
you
stats
got
today.
Yeah, got for Red Zep.
Hello, Ethan. Have we spoken to you
well,
today?
Joey had gone through everyone, and Proud East standing down the end and feeling a bit out of it, so just bring him in.
So you just spoke over the top of the host and said, have we spoken to you today?
I thought it was my duty.
Right, so then Peter Wright, of course, coming off the best season he's had as a player. You thought he'd had an unbelievable week, not season.
There's big two-metre Peter, who won the best and fairest, also kicked 53 goals for him last week. He goes to Dougal.
That's a good
last
week.
Year. He goes to Dougal Howard, or Dougal Howard goes to him. Yes.
53 last
year,
week.
That's just a slip of the tongue.
Is it right?
We then, all do that.
Then, of course, you and Daisy, and this is what made me get really concerned, because you had spent too much time together, started talking about how good this is.
One important contest on the wing, got it inside 50, and Jack Higgins.
Oh, this is bread and butter, isn't it, for these boys?
Should be.
How good's bread with butter?
Oh, and a lot of it. Oh, that's Daisy silliness.
Oh, that Daisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, okay. And then, well, you think after, 200 games, but then since then, and that finished in the late 90s, so you've had 25 years involvement in the game of footy.
I haven't taken a great note of it.
After playing for 15 years, you'd have some clue as to how many players actually play the game.
John Caldwell had a strong season.
Yeah. Good tap there. It's not going to go far here. Have a look. The whole 52 players on a team, 20. So about 44 players or even 40 players.
18 on the ground.
Are in
one
inside
time.
50.
Yeah. Maybe 36 as well, girl. Yeah. Got there in the end.
It's changed a bit since I played.
No, it hasn't.
We used to play with 20 and 22.
It was 18 on the field when you played, and it still is now.
You used to have four wings.
So, look, this is how bad it was going.
No, it's actually entertaining.
So then you started to have a look at blokes from outside the box and not even playing in the game.
What do you reckon of old mate's kit down here, Bill?
And the red hat?
Orange puffer vest.
Orange
on underneath it.
Which is the sleeveless orange puffer vest.
That would be the vest part of the vest.
With desert boots.
Poor bloke.
The game it wasn't a great high standard. There was windy, Jim. It wasn't a great game to watch.
So when something's described as a puffer vest, it automatically doesn't have sleeves.
Puffer vests have sleeves.
No.
This is the problem.
No.
What is
they, though?
No.
They do?
No, they don't.
Of course they
it's
do.
It's sleeveless. It's the vest. If you're wearing a vest, it doesn't have sleeves.
I can have a puffer with sleeves.
Yeah, you can. But a puffer vest doesn't have sleeves.
I'll have a look at that.
There's no vest in history that has sleeves. Puffer. That's why they call it a vest.
The vest bit.
Puffer.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Puffer vest, yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Mea culpa, we love Joe.
Who? Mea culpa.
Gave to Heppel. Heppel's got a bending the right way. Good goal.
Can't take it. Here's Dyson Heppel. Left foot out of the pack. Dyson Heppel. That's a ripper.
40 out from goal. Hand pass Heppel. Can go across the body. He fires and puts it through.
Freed up. Not the leader anymore.
Yep.
So he's just wandering around looking after his own setup and engaged now, man.
About time.
Oh, I know. The beautiful Kate Turner. 13 long years she's had to wait, Dice.
Yeah.
To finally get down on one knee.
No, very true, boys. I fired up. We had a great little summer back in Inverloch, and we got engaged, so bloody good time.
How'd you do it?
Yes, how?
How'd we do it? We, a little sunrise number, got up and...
too early.
We snuck down to the beach, had the beach to ourselves, had my brother and his partner Phoebe come along too, so nice to share the moment with them. Was pretty special.
Oh, now, Kate, she's... We, back in the footy show days when you were just a pup, used to come in and Kate would be in there.
Yep.
Kate was about 14 at that stage.
Oh, thank you.
She is a magnificent girl, but she's had to wait a long time, so she would have got a bit emotional, I reckon.
We've always been pretty unfazed by the whole concept of, you know, getting engaged, getting married, but I thought we'd, it's about time. She's very excited, got her, by surprise, so was very excited. It was unreal.
She say yes?
She said yes, man. She did.
Hey. The captaincy, what happens there, mate? Do you get to a stage where you go, look, I might handball it on? Do you talk to the players? Do you talk to the coach? What do you do?
Yeah, I think, look, over the probably the course of last year and reflection in the off-season, you know, and also looking at the development of the other players in the group in their leadership, I think I got to a point where I was really content in my decision to hand over the reins. And, you know, Scotty was has been an enormous supporter of me since coming in and gave me, you know, a lot of, you know, empowerment to make that decision. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy to hand over the reins to Zachy Merritt, who's just grown enormously as a leader and has tremendous respect from the playing group, the broader Essendon Footy Club and footy community. And I know he's going to do an unbelievable job for the club.
Mm. So within yourself, though, there must be, and relief is the wrong word, but you must think, you know what, I can now concentrate on my own game, my own body, my own health, my own life, and let all the peripheral that comes with being the captain of a footy club, and there's a lot of it, land on someone else.
Yeah, there's certainly an element of that. And it's, you know, I didn't realise, but once making that decision, I did actually feel a lot freer sort of in the initial week afterwards. And, you soon find out that you do suppress a lot of unconscious energy with the role. And, it has been nice and just a hell of a lot of love from people right across the board, you know, old people, players from the Essendon Footy Club have reached out, and fans across the league has been really, really nice. A lot of love.
Well, one of the good blokes, of course, 213 games, but all Australian, best and fairest, rising. You've done it all. So, and you've still stayed the same country bloke from Leongatha.
On you, Bill. Thanks, mate.
Now, we're half back again. Is that where you'll be playing?
A bit of a mixed bag, mate. You know, wherever the coach needs me, mate. Oh, right. Nah, a bit of a wing. I've been training on the wing for majority of the preseason.
The wing?
Sliding up the ground, mate.
Mm. Nice, up and back.
What do you think, Bill? Thoughts?
Maybe a bit slow.
Mate, I have found a yard, I'm telling you.
Oh, where? Halfback's nice. You just load up there. You use it well.
No, don't give me that. I'm still flying, mate. We're good.
All right. Good. You're 31 this year.
Yeah. Hitting my peak at 31. Right. A lot of evidence in that.
All right. Told him how old he is.
Yeah, he's almost retired. Yeah.
No, I haven't. No, we need the good old boys
you're
around.
Unreal.
Now, I'm asking questions about the nuptials coming up.
Because you're getting married.
Because I am getting married, and I have just completely and utterly handed the lot over to Lisa. I said, whatever you want is what's going to end up happening. Yes. And I'm having virtually nothing to do with it.
Okay.
You?
No, I don't think Kate will allow that to happen. I'll need to pull my weight somehow or another. But yeah, we've given ourselves a decent run up. I think we'll fire up next year at some time. But I'm not going to give you too much away, mate.
Overseas or?
Well, it was in the chats, but I think that's a bit much of an effort, the overseas one. So. It'll be within Australia somewhere.
Wait, come on now. I know.
You know the problem with overseas weddings? You know what happens there? You think, oh, I'll invite 60 people and only 10 will come. Mm. Guess what?
What?
Everyone comes now because they've had COVID. No one's travelled. So 60 are lob and you go, oh, I'm not paying for all these. We're not doing that. So that's what I've been told, Jim.
Told or is it what you're hearing?
That's what I'm hearing. Same thing.
Well, because you've got one coming up.
No.
Now.
Will she keep her name, by the way?
She's been Kate Turner forever.
Will, just for you, Bill.
Oh, well, Kate Heppel.
It doesn't roll.
Kate Heppel.
No, she'll be pretty staunch on keeping her name for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Great seeing you, mate. Congratulations on the engagement, but also on the magnificent career, and enjoy playing footy this year.
Yes.
Thank you, boys. Love your work. Thanks heaps.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Fat, I'm in Perth.
Yes.
A place where I'm a legend.
Oh.
Now, Friday means one thing.
What?
Either an idiot file or an idiot song.
Right.
There's one or the other Friday.
I'm just going a bit early.
Yeah, gone early.
I'm on Melbourne time.
Now, idiot song, idiot file, you choose. But there's one every Friday.
Yes.
We used to do them once a month.
No, we did.
We did once a month. Now it's every Friday.
So was that good?
Bad.
Good. That I only had once a month. Oh, right.
He's getting into the frothy. He's dropped the ball completely.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. I think this is an idiot song.
Right.
And an appropriate idiot song, given I haven't heard most of this because I've been away.
You've been away. Jimmy boy, and great to have you back too. Been back for a week.
I see you on
it. I don't know what I was talking about then. Here's the thing. We started our friends. We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
Oh, no.
I am running the rush hour at the minute, and I am getting sore shoulders. After a 12-day hiatus, which is a break. Since
you've been gone. I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
Lehman. So my name's Anthony Lehman.
Great. Darren.
Yes.
Okay.
You got a nickname? Jim, where the bloody hell have you been? I can't breathe for the
first time. But I wouldn't be holding my breath if I were you.
Oh. No, he's actually holding my breath. Now
I get what I want. He's gone as red as the backdrop.
What about the tell us the talent that's arrayed there to call that game on Triple M?
What was that sentence? Shut your mouth, I just
can't take it. Shut up, Fat.
Just shut up, Jim.
Coin has been tossed, Bill.
It has indeed. Well done there. I missed it.
Okay. Oh. The Bill's all over things here today.
I dropped me pen. Who gives a stuff about the coin cost? Oh, let's hope they're a bit clever. Or a bit smarter than that. I was going to say clever. Ange Postecoglou has done it again.
He's won two Scottish Cups in the league last year and they're 9 points clear this season.
There's a mural of him just up the road here.
I know. There's a picture of it.
Yeah.
Or that's what a mural
the
is.
A painting of a picture is a mural.
I know.
Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Since you've been
gone. Jing! Oh, my God. Branded me Jing. Since
you've been gone. Oh, please. A lovely song.
It's a magnificent song.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
A sim, the driver I've a used sim. In this magnificent city now for the best part of 20 years, is a Croatian from Sarajevo.
Yes. Yeah.
Looked me in the eye last year and said, Billy was born in Melbourne. Well, not quite, but yes, certainly in Australia. Yes. How come he doesn't know how to speak properly?
Coming from a sim.
Oh, well, he's got a better grasp of it than you, Fat. And he came here in his early 20s.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
My son came home from school yesterday, Jim, and he said to me, what kind of mouse can walk on two legs? Oh, I don't know. Mickey Mouse? Dad?
Rabbit, start it. Start it now. Hit that button.
No way.
Hit it, Rabbit. What? He hasn't even been able to finish the joke.
I'm not going to tell you then.
Stop mid-joke. But now he's trying to get out of his
wasn't a bad joke.
All right, Rab, stop the music. Stop the music. All right, we'll give you the chance.
Well, that's all
to
I
go
ask.
Again.
That's all I ask.
All right, we'll give you a start from the start.
My son came home from school yesterday and he said, Dad, what kind of mouse can walk on two legs?
Yes.
I don't know, I said. He said, Mickey Mouse.
So you went to the punchline.
Yes. Now, Dad, what kind of duck can walk on two legs?
Yes.
And I replied,
what?
What would you say if I asked you?
Well, if he was Mickey Mouse, you'd be saying Daffy Duck.
No, all ducks walk on two legs, you idiot.
Oh! And then he puts an F-bomb in there. The only way you're getting a laugh.
Turn it around now. Yes. Turn it around.
Now the F-bomb gets it.
Yeah. Only because you've got to swear now.
And who says Daffy Duck? It's Donald Duck.
I don't know. Daffy was a missus.
No, I know that. No one ever mentions Daffy. It's always Donald.
Come on, fam.
He's
all
got
ducks.
It.
All that worst delivery ever.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
And you spell it.
LISTNR. I feel good. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to our mates at BlueBet. Get around BlueBet this footy season and download the app today. Gamble responsibly.